Live from the Warp World Headquarters, it's the first annual Warpies, celebrating all things Warp World and streaming related. And now, your hosts, Jakku, Grand Poobear, X-Water, and featuring special guest, Grand Keys.
Welcome, everybody, to the Warp World Podcast, a very special episode. It is the Warpies.
Saw your arm reaching over. I'm like, what's he doing?
Yeah, I saw that too.
I don't even, you know what's funny is I'm not positive that the Audacity is going to actually pick that up. So we might have had some cool special effects for Jakku and X-Water that you guys won't get to hear. But I'm Grand Pooh Bear and my lovely co-host for this amazing award show, X-Water.
That's me.
And Jakku.
That's also me.
Jakku, did you buy a new car last week?
I did not.
You did not buy a new car last week. So you missed last week's episode and didn't get a new car.
Yeah, I missed it for nothing. it was a shame. No, I drove it. It's a fine car. But then I thought about it and I had the weekend to decide. And I'm like, you know what? I really don't need it. And I had restraint this holiday season. And I chose not to get a new car.
Yeah, you know, that's, I gotta say, just the fact that you showed any restraint at all is very impressive to me, because I wouldn't say, when I think of Jakku, restraint is usually not the term that comes to mind.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. It's,
Which is why I love you, by the way.
That's, right.
It's like the number one reason why I love hanging out with you.
Yeah. No, the Model 3 is a great car. Just it is smaller than the Model S, and I couldn't justify having two cars, and I couldn't justify selling the Model S for the Model 3, just because it's faster. You know, it 0 to 60 in 2.5 seconds. I'm like, that'd be cool, but do I really need that?
What do you got now for Chicago? 0 to 60?
I think it's like 4.5.
Ugh, that's so slow.
So slow.
I mean, yeah, because you get to go 60 all the time in Chicago.
Right, like, exactly.
All that lovely, yeah, like you just are always going 60.
Yeah, there's no traffic in Chicago at all. I can always go 60 immediately. So yeah,
street racing mecca.
Yeah, so I'm just like, you know what? I can wait. I'll wait for the new Model S in 2 or 3 years with the new hardware for autopilot. I can wait.
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah. Well, good. You right there. We should give you an award for best restraint then.
I'll agree to that.
A Warpy award.
Yeah, I agree.
And for those who don't know, that's basically how this award show is going to go. We have a list of awards right here that we're going to give out. Each one of us is going to give our nominee, and then we're going to vote on that. If we can't come to at least 2-to-1 agreement on this vote, if we can't come to a majority decision, what ends up happening is no award is actually given out for that category. We run it back again next year, and next year's winner will become a 2-time winner right off the bat.
Yep.
There's a lot on the line here. There's big stakes for this first annual Warpies Award. We have some categories pre-written out. However, we reserve the right to come up with categories while recording, mm-hmm. like in the middle of recording. So more categories could be added. More winners could happen. It's definitely possible. Let's just get started. You guys have anything else to add? Anything about your week that you want to get in?
Well, I just want to know, are the awards we give out this year guaranteed to show up again next year? The categories.
No, that's the other fun part about it. So there's no guarantees. But I tell you right now, I don't see the Warpy Awards getting smaller next year. I see them only growing and expanding, mm-hmm. possibly adding in a musical guest.
Right.
Or to a comedy act. We'll see what happens.
I think this is exactly.
These are obviously the most prestigious awards in gaming. People are very, very concerned about the outcomes of the Warpy Awards. So I just wanted to be very clear on the rules here.
Yep.
So I would say that there's a good chance that the whole category will be in, but that's, you know, it's making a lot of assumptions between now and then.
Yeah.
Who knows?
A lot could happen. Got it.
A lot can happen between now and next. I'd say, you know what? 50-50 chance. It's either on there or it's not.
Perfect. All right.
That's great.
Let's go ahead and start right now with the best troll. And this is a very broad category because trolling can take a lot of art forms right here. Mm-hmm. The best troll. Do either of you have a nominee right now, or would you like to hear my nominee?
I can start it off. I got one in my head.
Okay.
This one's a very particular. It's a troll that happened in a troll level in Mario Maker that to this day I still think about like on the daily, where it was one of the levels made for Carl during his troll contest. And you're given like one of the big Mario suits that makes everything look different. Like, you know, the cannonballs are firing Luigi's and all that stuff. And the big boots look like green pipes. So you have this section where you're walking along a bunch of pipes and then you fall into the boot, which traps you under a one-way and soft locks you because everything looks like a pipe. It's very minorly different than other pipes. And it's the most clever Mario Maker troll I've seen to this day. I love it. And that's my favorite one of the year.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Jakku, do you have a troll?
Yeah, mine is going to be the crowd in Crowd Control. you know, a particular moment would be Mavi's stream where she didn't know who the crowd was. And so for the entire game, they were trolling her with deaths and all sorts of fun stuff. So if I have to choose the moment, that'd be the moment. But just the crowd in general. Okay. Biggest
good
troll.
Hey, you know, good answer. Good answer.
That is a good answer. I was originally going to go with the Invictus Kaizo block. The final Kaizo
block.
That's a good Invictus. One. It is. It's a very good troll. It's super, super great. My other option, I think I'm going to go with that. My second option, though, my B tier one was going to be the way that Olive Garden trolled Jakku with the pasta pass.
Oh, those assholes.
That's very specific. I think only Jakku got trolled by that.
Right.
Whereas the Invictus Kaizo block, man, that trolled a lot of people. And I think the real big thing with it's such a simple Kaizo block. There's nothing really special about it in particular. It's the way he set it up. And I think that's what made it so magical. He was very adamant, like, there's no Kaizo blocks with an S in this game. He had that all over the place. He said that in streams while people were watching the streams, you know what I mean? He was very adamant that there's no Kaizo blocks. And he waited all the way to the very last jump of the very last level to throw one in. And by that point, you've totally forgot about the idea that there's even going to be Kaizo blocks.
Yeah.
We haven't even thought about it. And recently he put out the reaction video, the Invictus reaction video, and just seeing everyone react to the Kaizo block.
There's like 1,000. That's like half the video right there.
Yeah, it's so good. I think it's so good in simplicity. You know, it's just a simple Kaizo block.
Yeah,
and its troll was kind of fourth wall meta. So that's gonna be my pick.
All right,
Now we have to vote.
All right.
Yes. Jakku, do you? Because I'm sorry, yours probably isn't going to win.
No, that's fine.
Actually, I don't know. I mean, I think the crowd was very trolly with Crowd Control.
The crowd was the best troll, but that block was like the best particular. Like, I give up on mine. I'm not even voting for mine. I got to give it to the block.
I would give it to the block just because like so many people hit it. It was masterful. Like, no Kaizo blocks. He set out. He knew what he was doing the whole time. I think the block.
Yeah, I gotta agree. I think the Kaizo block in Invictus was. It was just the way he set it up. It was beautiful. It was the best troll of the year, gameplay wise. And I'm gonna go beyond that. Just general troll in general. It was creative, simple, classic. It had everything.
Yeah, it was great.
Troll of the year.
It was great.
Troll of the year goes, the first warpy goes to Juz Cook's Kaizo block.
Well, I thought I got the first warpy.
Oh, sorry. You did get the first warpy. You're right. Congratulations, Juz Cook.
All right. We're moving on to category numero dos.
Our next category. Yeah. You want to introduce this category?
Sure. Let's do it. All right. This category is for the most Sorry, no, the best drama of the year.
Ooh.
The best drama this year. And we cover at least like three instances of drama a week.
We've covered a lot of, there's been a lot of drama, I would say.
Yeah.
Do either of you guys want to start with your nominees? I can start right now.
Yeah.
I started the last one. You go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to go with the ninja band drama, the ninja banning people drama, because it was funny. It was funny when they started trolling him. He probably deserved a little ribbing for it. You know what I mean? But it also was so blown up into such like a really ridiculously massive proportion when every single Fortnite streamer complains about stream snipers. Every single one. It's not like he is far from the only one that does that. Literally, if you watch any single Fortnite streamer, I'd say like 50% of the time they get killed. Like, oh, that was a fucking stream sniper. So he's so far from the only one that does that. And that's why it's so funny to me. So I am going to nominate the ninja band drama as the drama of the year.
All right. I was going to go with the ninja doesn't play with girls drama.
Oh my gosh.
Ninja's been a part of a lot of drama this year.
Ninja brought a lot of drama to Twitch.
Well, no, I think like just Ninja being the number one streamer, like when you're the number one streamer, you're going to get so much more shit than the number two guy. It doesn't matter. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, it does matter. Yeah.
Yeah.
So just that. X-Water?
Yeah, okay.
Honestly, mine got to go with a topic that was covered episode 68 of this podcast, X Water drama.
Oh,
that was some hot drama, man.
I forgot about that. Yeah, what you did at MMC was freaking terrible.
We're like what 10 episodes past that now, and I'm surprised I'm still here after such a such a big slip up, man.
I mean, honestly, compared to the ninja things, like that easily to me takes the cake for best drama of the year.
Yeah.
The X-Water MMC drama.
Yeah.
No doubt.
This is like the worst feeling award to ever win.
Best manufactured drama.
I'm glad we all agreed on that. Yeah. Okay, X-Water.
Congratulations.
So far, I gotta admit, I'm a little jealous. You guys have both won a Warpy already. And I haven't, you know what I mean? If I leave this whole thing without getting a Warpy, I'm gonna be bummed.
Category 3, best streamer people don't know about.
Best streamer people don't know about.
You could win this one. I doubt it.
I think that might get some rigged votes there.
That'd be rigged for sure.
All right, best streamer people do not know about.
It's a good category.
I'll start this one again.
Okay. All right.
I'm going to go with my man, Snowbike Mike. Snowbike Mike, and what's funny is you might actually know Snowbike Mike. He does commentary for the NBA 2K League. He's actually guest hosted on Kind of Funny Morning Show. He was part of the host for the Kind of Funny Prom. So he's a lot all around the Kind of Funny guys a lot. He's actually a IRL friend of mine from Lake Tahoe. I know him because I met him on the mountains at Heavenly. That's neither here nor there. The reason I'm nominating him is because he has so much freaking energy. I love this guy. He's always in a good mood, and that's like in real life or on stream. He's super great. He actually came to our booth at TwitchCon with a whole crew. He was at like people filming him and shit. He was great. He's like motivated. He's funny. I feel like the guy's got it all. I feel like he's going to have a big 2019. So Snowbike Mike is going to be my best streamer people don't know about nominee.
I back that. I like that guy. I cut the sleeves off one of his shirts and I lift in it now.
All right. What about you guys?
There's this one guy who I've watched for a long time, and he's always like, he's just a really, really nice guy, and he's been grinding for a long time, very impressively. His name is Dr. Swellman, and I met him originally when it was like a long time ago. The Mega Man Legacy Collection came out, and I hosted him, and then like, that's how we met, and he's just been literally nonstop grinding Earthbound Glitchless since then, and he's just like a really chill guy, plays a really fun game, really great community. And he grinded his way up to world record over the course of like 3 years, which is so impressive to watch. And see, and he's just like an A-plus dude. I don't really have much else than that. He's just a really awesome guy and that people should check out.
All right.
Chaku?
I'm going to go with Jay Streezy. He's an IRL streamer. He was at TwitchCon. I met him there, but I had talked with him like 8 months prior to that, all that. Really, really interesting guy. Just always upbeat, happy, shows off San Francisco and San Diego areas. Just always kind of fun to tune into and always having a good time.
I don't know if we can pick a winner in this category. So I think this category might have to end up being a three-way tie for victory. And I know we said we would carry it over, but this category is just so – it's the trophy is so large that if we split it into three for this particular category, it looks like three normal-sized trophies.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure one person can't legally carry it.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It'd break them. It would literally break them.
That's fair.
And then you guys couldn't find out about their stream because they'd be broken. So, happy to divide that between those three people. And everyone should go check out those streamers.
Yeah.
Definitely. Best viral stream. I'm going to skip over RomHack right now, but we're going to go best viral stream. What I mean by viral stream is that stream that all of a sudden everyone's talking about. You know, like the always on Twitch presents, you know, something that just kind of pops up and kind of takes over the internet real quick. What is your guys' nominee?
Sushi Dragon.
So is that the, I think I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, he does the crazy dance streams essentially with all the controls on his arm and stuff. And like, it was hilarious. He's a funny guy. He uses 1UP coin. So I'm biased. But yeah, it's fun to watch, and it's all live, and it looks like a pre-recorded video.
Yes. And he does it in, like, his garage, which is really funny. I think my favorite part about him is like when he takes the break, so he's, like, dancing, going crazy. He's got these, like, weird setups. I don't know if it's, like, freestyling it or if it's planned. I feel like it has to be planned, but he could just be, like, pulling up scenes. He could just have all these scenes in his head.
Yeah.
And he, like, after he's done, he, like, goes back to his, like, non-green screen setup, and it's just like him in a fucking garage.
Yeah,
like,
you see a car in the background. Like, sweating. He's got so many cameras. It's hilarious.
Yeah. Xwater, what's your nomination?
I can't think of a particular, like, a channel, but more so a particular, like, session of a stream for best viral stream. But I was going to say when Drake and Ninja collabed to play Fortnite, because that was just so cool. That was wild. Getting Drake on Twitch was badass.
Yeah. I mean, that broke the... That was like the biggest thing in pop culture that week.
Mm-hmm.
Like, forget gaming. It transcended pop culture. It was huge. You know, 600,000 people were watching it, which is just insane, and an insane amount of people. It shot Ninja from, you know, into the just ridiculous stratosphere of pop culture. Still to this day, you know, we always talk about, we were talking about it last week, Xwater, about how, you know, streaming with Ninja is bigger than streaming with literally any other celebrity.
Yeah.
Streaming with Drake, sorry, is just so insane. I'm gonna give it to that. I'm gonna nominate the Pokemon marathon, because it's been really fun to watch. However, I don't think, I'm not even gonna make a case for it, because I think both of those are much better nominees than I had.
What is the Pokemon? I don't think I caught the Pokemon marathon.
It's just the Pokemon marathon. It's just the Pokemon always on marathon.
Oh, like the Twitch presents.
Yeah, Twitch presents Pokemon marathon.
Yeah, people were catching Pokemon in there and all that stuff.
Yeah. I thought there was like some new like dude marathoning like all the games or something.
No.
That I missed out on.
No. I mean, because I was trying to think of like the improv song guy was 2 years
Ganymede,
ago. We haven't had, I feel like this year hasn't had like that Bob Ross improv song guy moment besides maybe Sushi Dragon.
Yeah.
You know, like Sushi Dragon's the closest I can remember that like people were just going crazy over him on Twitter one day.
Yeah. And like even last year was the two robots chat, I feel like.
Yeah. That was a big one. That one was big.
Yeah. So I guess, is this going to come down to my vote? Either one of you guys want to change your vote to the other one?
No, I think it's down to you.
Yeah, it's down to you.
I mean,
okay, if you decide to rescind your vote, you can leave the award unclaimed and have a two-time winner next year.
My head says Ninja because that transcended everything. But for me, it was the day I discovered Sushi Dragon, because the guy is fucking wild, man. Like,
yeah.
You're just watching it. You're like, what kind of drugs does he do? He's so insane, you know?
Yep.
So I'm going to give it to Sushi Dragon. We're gonna go ahead and give the Warpy over to Sushi Dragon. Best viral stream.
I hope people go into these streamers' chats and be like, yo, Warp World gave you the Warpy for best viral stream. And they're like, what the hell are the Warpies?
Well, no, what we're going to do is we're going to have Moni make like these like congratulations things on Twitter. Like, and tweet at about. People.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
there you
and
go.
At people with it. Congratulations. You won a Warpy for.
I love it.
Best viral stream. Yeah. That's what's going to happen. And people are going to, what the fuck is this? And then, but what's going to be funny is like somebody's going to fucking retweet it and be all pumped.
Yeah. I like that. All right.
Oh, man. I can't wait. Next one. What do we want to go with next? Let's go with best ROM hack.
Best ROM hack.
Best ROM hack.
All right.
All right.
I'm biased.
Let's hear yours. Let's hear yours, Zenjaku. I think I know what it's going to be.
Super Paper Mario came out.
Super Paper Mario?
Yeah, it came out about a month ago. It's Super Paper Mario on the Wii, but or sorry, Super Paper Jakku.
There you go.
It's a ROM hack of Super Paper Mario. I'm sick, all right? I'm tired. Yeah, Super Paper Jakku came out about a month ago.
I was like, I don't know if you know what a ROM hack is.
Wait, that's not a ROM hack? Yeah.
No, man, they totally changed the formula of the game, dude.
Yeah. No, they put Jakku in the game. They modified the graphics so that it's me instead of Mario. And then they changed Mario's name to Jakku in the entire game. And that's about all that's changed. But it's fun.
That was really it was really cool though. Like,
yeah.
That's two sweet ROM hacks your community has thrown down for you.
Yeah. It's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that was really cool. My vote. And I think Pooh's vote probably goes to Invictus, because it was just Invictus was like the dawn of a new SMW hack era in a way. It was so well made, so much good music, so hyped. And there were so many people who were like grinding it day one. Like it really like the community came together for Invictus, which was really cool. But honestly, now that I've said it, I want to nominate another one too. Can I do that?
I mean, just say Pooh nominated that one. There you go.
All right. I want to also nominate Return to Subcon because...
That was the one I was... Whichever one you didn't nominate, I was going to nominate the other. So.
All right.
Yeah.
Good, good. Then we're on... Then you go ahead and talk about that since I stole your nomination then.
Yeah, I mean, Return to Subcon... Like, Invictus was incredible. I think it stepped up the Super Mario World game. But Return to Subcon, there was no blueprint for it. It was the first SMW2 hack... period, as far as I know, and certainly the first Kaizo-style SMB2 hack. And what I think it really did was it set the bar really high for anyone else who wants to make a Mario 2 ROM hack. Secondly, it gave everyone a blueprint. You know what I mean? This is how you should be making Mario 2 ROM hacks if you want to be successful. Different characters utilizing their abilities to the best way. And man, I thought Return to Subcon was very great. It also wasn't like too hard because, you know, not a lot of people play Mario 2. So if it was too hard, people would have fucking hated it.
Yeah.
It hit that like super right level of difficulty, which don't get me wrong. I think Invictus did as well. But this one's a hard one for me. I personally am going to would vote for Return to Subcon by GlitchCat just because it had less to work with. You know, there was less blueprint there, you know?
I'm gonna agree with you on Subcon, because I also played it. I didn't play the other one. So I can't really say that the other one was great if I haven't played it.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I just want to give a big shout out. I just played Sheffy World this week, and it's so fucking good. It is such a good ROM hack, and people need to play it. And Invictus stole so much from Sheffy World that it's like, I kind of feel bad like that we put so much praise on Invictus because like looking back on it, like Invictus is just like Storks and Apes just remixed in the best way. Like Storks, Apes, and Sheffy World remixed in the best way. So I'm calling you out, Juz. Calling you out. So congratulations. The Warpy for Best ROM Hack is going to go to Return to Subcon by GlitchCat. He's going to be pumped about that.
Yeah,
actually.
He is. Yeah.
He's going to be pumped to win a Warpy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. All right. We got one right here. This is a very, probably going to be a very debated one. But
oh, yeah.
The best Twitch extension.
Oh, man. Oof.
I'm going to go ahead and nominate someone, one thing, guys.
Uh-huh.
And it's not going to be what you think, because I'm sure you all will nominate it. But I'm going to go with that extension that shows all your emotes. It shows all your emotes in the little sub to me box. It's actually a really nice extension. Like, I got to give them credit. That's not a bad extension. So yeah. I'm going to give props to that one before we slurp our own nuts right now.
We actually do have that extension, too. We just never finished it, sadly.
If Warp World had it, I'd use ours.
Yeah, absolutely. We got so many things. I will nominate this little known extension called Crowd Control. Mm. It's
that
pretty cool.
Neat. What does it do?
You know what? I'm not really sure. I know streamers have made 10 to 20 times their normal amount of money using it, though.
That's a fact. If I use Crowd Control, I'll use 10 to 20. I'll get 10 to 20 times the amount of usual revenue guaranteed.
Yeah, that's...
I mean...
Amazing.
That's what I've heard.
Have you ever seen anyone not get that, though?
I mean, that's what I've heard.
you guys mock me for that line all the time.
Oh,
but
we're not mocking you. We're not mocking...
It's super...
Let me be clear. We're not mocking you on that one. No, streamers do tend to make that. There are some streamers that do not make that at all, but that's, you know, streamers with 1 to 2 viewers, and that happens.
Yeah, what's 10 to 20 times zero? Like, that's not, you can't do anything about that.
It's still zero. Oh, man. Thrown down. Yeah, no. Crowd Control, it's an interactive stream extension that allows your viewers to change what's going on in the game, sending you effects. It's amazing. And so many things are coming out soon.
Yeah, it's been so amazing this year.
Yeah. Do you have an extension, or is that you just going with that X-Water?
No, I'm going to vote for Crowd Control, but there's one extension that I legitimately do really like that I'd like to at least shout out with a nomination, and that is the Deck Builder extension for people who play MTG Arena. It's so good.
It really is.
Sorry, it's called Deck Master, where like the biggest annoyance playing Magic is like, you know, the dude who's playing knows what all his cards do. He's not going to hover over them and be like, yeah, okay, here's this card. I'm going to explain what it does to you and play it. He's just, you know, they're just playing the game. But Deckmaster lets you hover over the cards on the stream and like look at them at your own pace without, you know, interrupting the stream. Like you can, it'll bring up an image from the MTG Gatherer database and show you that card over top of the Twitch like overlay, wherever you put it. So if there's like a creature on the board or a card in one of their hands, you can look at everything. It's super cool.
Yeah, that is a really cool extension. I've seen it before. I'm like, holy crap, is this doing what I think it's doing?
Yeah, dude. The first time I saw it, I was blown away.
Yeah, it's it's real time. Like, as soon as you hover, it's there. It's not like, oh, hold on, what card's there? So they got some really good technology there.
Yeah,
very impressive.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's a very, very good one. I gotta say, like, you know, we're a team that makes extensions. That's part of what we do at Warp World. And when I say we, I mean everyone but me. I just talk about them a lot. So we look at a lot of other extensions. And I got to give credit to the Magic the Gathering one, because I think a lot of extensions on Twitch right now are very ugly. And theirs is clean. Not quite as clean as Crowd Control, but it's very clean. Yes. This is the easiest Warpy to give right here, ladies and gentlemen. Going to Crowd Control. Right there. Congratulations, Crowd Control.
All right. Good job.
Good job, Crowd Control. Way
you
to
did
go,
it, Crowd Control.
Very
proud of you.
I can't wait for Moni to send that one on Twitter.
Let's go with best meme. This can be any meme anywhere that was on the internet this year.
All right. I'll start off. Just because I, for whatever reason, I really like this meme, but it's the, is this a meme with the butterfly?
Is
this a butterfly meme?
Yeah. Like I use it as my sub alert. I like it. It's really funny. Whenever I see it, I laugh. It's probably it's close to, it's Wednesday, my dudes. But I really like the, is this a butterfly?
Okay. X-Water?
I want to go last because I got two and I don't want to steal. Like, I don't want to step on yours if I go second.
You don't want to stop on his?
No, I don't want to stump.
I think the best meme is the thinking man that's tapping the side of his head. The dude tapping the side.
200 IQ.
Fucking 200 IQ. I fucking love that. Yeah. Just 200 IQ yeah. in general.
Oh, yeah. Maybe I have said that meme. So much this year.
200 yeah. IQ in general might be my favorite meme, honestly. Just saying 200 IQ to any sort of smart play.
Oh, shit. Is, I don't... Yeah.
That might be my favorite meme. So I am going to go with that. Thinking man.
I might change mine to 50-50.
Too late.
Yeah.
All right, next water.
Have you guys ever been gnomed? Have you guys... You okay, gnomed. So this one I'm going to be alone on. But I fucking love the gnomed meme, dude. Where they take... Like, people take YouTube videos where... You know, there's some reveal or something happens. A good example is like a clip from Lord of the Rings where this woman's fighting a dude and he's like, "No, me a man can kill me." And she like rips off her helmet. She's like, I'm not a mere man. I'm a woman. But they replace her face with a gnome. And it's like, I'm a gnome and you've been gnomed.
Where are you going on the internet to find these?
Dude, the fact you're that you so haven't seen gnomed I have, memes, I don't know how seen, you missed them.
I have not seen a single one of these. I feel I like I need to...
I love gnomed memes.
I got to get my
They're
internet card revoked.
So funny.
wow. I have no idea what you're even talking about right there for that one.
Yeah, well, I'm sure the viewers, the listeners at home are going to recognize the gnome.
Oh, we have right. millions and millions. I hope one of them at least recognizes it.
The whole bit, you haven't seen, he's like, I'm not a gnoblin. Nope. I'm not a gnelf. I'm nope. a gnome.
All right.
And you've
nope.
been gnomed.
Well, I'm going to go with 200 IQ for my vote.
Yeah, okay. I'll give it 2. But also toss up Bowsette.
Oh, shit.
Too late.
There we go.
Oh, shit. Late. If you would have put up, how did I not say Bowsette? Fuck.
It wasn't lasting.
Oh. The one thing about Bowsette is that, like, as hot as it came in, it kind of, like, exited the stratosphere also as hot. Like, it yeah. was, like, one yeah. whole weekend of Bowsette, and that was it. You yeah. know? Like, it's gone. All right. Best meme. I'm going to go with Is This A, you know?
Yeah. Oh, shit. It's tiebreakers up next.
I'm
going
to vote with Is This A because it I'm is giving a it
to
really
two,
good meme.
I got to give it to 200 IQ because I'm a huge fan of the 200 IQ yeah. meme.
Like, Jaku, you're the decider then.
I mean, I already said I'd give it to the 200.
You can. We'll allow a revote if you like.
Oh my gosh, it's right so here. Crazy. My nominee won, but I didn't vote for it.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of don't want to just be like, oh, I think 200, and then be like, oh, I want mine to win. I'm going to do the 200 IQ play, though, and give it to my to mine.
200 IQ. The 200 IQ.
Is this a warpy?
Is this a warpy?
Is this a warpy?
Dang, Jaku's got another warpy now.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right.
I believe we've just been joined by one more judge here as well today. All right. We have been joined now by Grand Keys as well. He is also coming in of Warp World Historians podcast. And I get to see his beautiful face for the first time in months.
I know. I good to like. See you guys.
Man, look so at that guy.
And my beautiful bed us. In the background.
Hey, man. Everyone needs a bed.
Why is it pushed up? What are you and Liz been doing over well, there?
Like, jumping jacks.
This is our guest room.
Nice.
This is our guest room. So
guests
anyway.
Have to sleep on the wall.
Yes. I'm there. I'm in my guest room right now.
There was this essay. Do you guys ever watch House Hunters?
Yeah.
No.
I'm married, so I watch House Hunters all the time.
They have not.
Is that like an HGTV show?
Yeah.
They have not killed a single house yet.
No. You know what? I'm not even going to tell this story, but they. Never mind. It reminds me of House Hunters. Like, oh, I didn't like the bed against the wall, you know? Like,
yeah,
oh,
yeah, you can take that down.
I didn't. Yeah, I just really didn't like the bed against the wall. I couldn't picture myself sleeping like that. It's like what they would be doing in House Hunters. Anyway,
sitting up against the wall.
Yeah.
Anyway, this is really funny because we're just having this conversation about something the viewers can't see, you know, at all.
Yeah. They just have to imagine it.
Okay. Yes.
It looks very disheveled. They don't have to imagine.
All right, let's go this next. Okay, so Keys, how we're doing it is we're just picking a category. You can make yeah. them up on the fly, even if you want. We're giving all our nominations, and then we're voting for it. And that is how the warpies are being given out. If there is a tie vote, The Warpy carries over to next year. Next year's winner will become a two-time winner.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, yes. Yeah, so if there's a tie, it's okay. It happens.
How many have we gone through already?
A good amount.
We just finished best meme. And like I said, you can make up your own, though. You don't have to follow this list that we've written out. We're a professional podcast, ladies and gentlemen. We had a list out here. But
yes.
But
we're also really
you
good
can,
at thinking yes. on our feet. Like,
yes.
Like this one. Best segue.
Oh. I'm going to give it right to that right there. That one.
That was a good one. That was a good segue.
We've had some really good ones on the historians, but I'm trying to think of one specifically. It's like, it's anyone that's memorable. The hard part is remembering the segues.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I can't even remember the stuff we talk about from like 2 weeks ago.
I know. Chaka, what was the one that we kept making fun of?
Stretch.
The time that was...
We
stretched. Yeah, we stretched it.
Yeah,
that's my favorite segue.
Yeah,
that's a pretty good one.
That was the one I was going to go with. It's the one I remember.
The best stretch. I was going to say, that's the one I remember. There's been a lot of good ones, but it is hard to remember. I think that's why they're so good, because they're not memorable. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, the question is it the best segue if it stops everything and halts the episode in its tracks? Because I feel like the really good segues we point out and then completely stop, which means it isn't a good segue.
We point out all of our segues. We're terrible at it.
Yeah, Stretch didn't just stop the podcast. It
broke us.
Episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It ate up at least like 10 minutes through three episodes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're so running.
We're going with Stretch.
Yeah. All right. I think Stretch.
Okay. Stretch wins.
I got a good spur of the moment category. Best number pronunciation or mispronunciation in general from Pooh this year. And I got one ready, but if you guys like to start, that's fine.
I liked number 70 the most.
Super Siete.
Yeah.
Oh, I really like that one too.
Yeah.
What's yours?
I like,
I was gonna go with that one, but I'll change mine and go with one of the thousand versions of Batenzda.
Oh my god! Every time he says that word, it's something new, and I'm like,
Bethesda and Desta.
Bethesda, Beth and Nesda.
My favorite mispronunciation. I don't know if it's a mispronunciation as much as it is about like changing of like accents. Is Jakku's pronunciation of console. And yeah, every time it sounds like he says council. And so whenever I'm listening to the podcast and he says on that council, I think he's talking about the Jedi Council or something like that.
That's an old, what's the word I'm looking for? Speech impediment thing from my childhood that I've had.
Oh, way to bring that up, Keys. Oh, now I made you feel bad about it.
What's the word, right? Meme?
I'm gonna, people have asked on the questions before about that and I've had a reply to them.
Is like, he talking about a console or
yeah,
console?
I'm like, yeah, no, it's just a speech impediment
console?
Thing. It's something I got to be conscious of when I say, and sometimes I'm not, but it's all good.
I think the winner here is my pronunciation of Bethesda.
I still can't do it.
I have to like consciously think about it to even get close to it.
Yeah, well, that's me with council.
Yay, I want a Warpy.
You got
finally.
One.
It's long awaited.
Over here,
does it feel
I'm
as good as
them.
You imagined?
I feel so good now. Yay. Well, we've all wanted a Warpy and crowd control.
What about Keys?
Well, now Keys is here. Keys doesn't have a Warp yet, does he?
I got a good one. I'll get one at some point.
All right. Don't worry. We have time.
Tallest world podcaster.
Have you guys done the best podcast topic already?
No.
That's
Ooh,
a good
best
one.
Best podcast topic.
What was the favorite podcast topic?
Interesting.
Ooh, actually, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and do I have the first nominee, and that was actually from the I Got One podcast. It was Jakku's excommunication service.
Oh, yeah.
Which I actually thought was a pretty good idea. That was like the most of the things that they say on there, they're like, trees that don't burn down. And then, you know, like stuff like that. I'm like, well duh. But this one, I actually thought like there was a lot of good things and a lot of extra business you could get around that. As a child from a messy divorce, Like, I definitely could have seen the benefits of parents using that. And I could have seen the side aspects you could get. Plus, I think, like, anytime you're charging for grief, which is, this is really fucked up, but, like, this is, like, super capitalist part of me right here is, like, if you're, people pay for grief, you know what I mean? You can get a lot out of someone who just broke up with their girlfriend or boyfriend. Like, you can really charge them for that, which is fucked up to say, but I'm going to go with that one. So that's my nominee is, it was, for best podcast topic was the I Got One, which isn't really a topic. That's the whole point of the fucking...
Yeah. But
it's not the show, but yeah.
I just love that.
That's going to be not my nominee.
You do listen to him, and it's proven. And Money Mike's on the next one.
Oh, that one's coming out. Every time I travel, I listen to Frame Savers Historians, and I Got One every single time I travel, and I've gotten to catch up because I've gotten to travel so much lately. I've caught up on all of them right now.
Way to go.
All of them.
Very nice.
Did you like that? That's a lot of time. Did you like my Xbox rap then?
The console episode was one of my favorites, guys. Easily.
The Xbox
ones? Yes. I loved it.
Yeah.
All about it.
Nice.
It was great. I liked delving into the full console this time. It was really fun for me. Yeah.
Thank you.
This might not be a topic so much, but it's not a meme. It's sort of a podcast meme / topic, but the traveling Jakku. Always traveling. And being in different places.
Oh, yeah. Like every time you record an episode.
Probably more locations than anyone else.
Yeah.
Didn't you record from China on like the fifth episode or something like that?
Yeah, I was in Hong Kong, I believe. Episode 3 with Ryukar.
This series done. Yeah, this series, I think from like every time zone besides the North or South American time zone.
Yeah.
Essentially. Wait, I guess they'd have the same time zones as us. So probably like every single time zone.
Every single time zone.
Yes.
I'm trying to think, was GIF subs this year? Because that was a big, I remember listening to that.
They came out right at the end of last year. So
I remember you guys talking about that on the podcast. I didn't know if that was this year. That was a huge topic.
There's no rule that has to be this year. This is the Warpies. There's no rule.
There's no rules.
There are no rules. That's the rule.
Yeah, that was a good topic, though, because that was like a hot take, like a real hot take. Because I felt like there's not too many other streamers out there that were talking about that as far as on like a podcast medium outside of Twitch and like bringing that to light to other people that aren't necessarily listening to Twitch. So that was a huge deal.
Real quick, with the subject of gift subs. Before, when you had a sub and they did something that broke your rules, you were like, oh, it's a sub. If it's not too bad, it's not that big of a deal. But now that there's so many gift subs, do you give those subs extra treatment like you used to? Or do you treat them? Yeah, it's harder, right?
It's harder.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. I've banned some subs recently just because I'm like, oh, I don't want to talk to you anymore.
Mm-hmm. I thank God for the badge colors now, because now if they're just not default badge, I at least know that they're, you know, they're an actual viewer, not someone who just like kind of got lucky and got a sub. Especially when like you have someone drop like 100 or so at a time.
Yeah.
You get a lot of randos and stuff like that. It is harder. And I will say, I think we've all done this thing where we've maybe timed out a sub instead of banning them.
Mm-hmm.
Because we give them the benefit of the doubt and the leeway. They've been here. They know kind of what's going on. And you want to give them the benefit of the doubt, maybe. But I think it does change that for sure.
Yeah.
You know, it changes that aspect. Because sometimes you'll get, like, I mean, you get those people that hate watch you.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, they'll get subs now. It's like
the weirdest thing that people hate watch you.
Yeah, they literally hate watch you. Dude, like, it's so strange.
Oh, I have my first really dedicated asshole in YouTube comments who every video he's being an asshole. And on Christmas Day.
It's probably the same guy that's a video to every Mario, or Duke Shag to every Mario Maker.
Probably. Christmas Day.
Dude, he did it on Christmas Day. I'm like, you really are going to do this on Christmas, dude? Like, of all days that you could have been an asshole on the internet. Ugh. Anyway, my favorite topic on the podcast was when, it was actually a viewer question, but when we did the Frame Savers announcement of them joining the network, and we had that discussion about the impact of one game versus another, and we had like four different matchups that we discussed. Mm-hmm. That was a really fun topic. I like that one a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that one a lot too.
Yeah.
That one was really good.
Mm-hmm.
And also Game Time on Historians is one of my favorite all-time favorite.
Dude, when we
I like your games.
When we played the gag on everyone and had them thinking that Rayman's race car whatever thing was a real real game and like people were emailing about that.
That is my favorite. That is totally my favorite. We made up a for those who don't know on Historians, we made up a completely fake game because we talk about what we play every single week at the beginning of the episode. So we started talking about this game that we completely made up and we had like 2 pages of notes on that we before the episode started like figured out. And we talked about this game that was completely made up for 30 minutes and then just kept moving on like nothing ever happened. And so many people were like wondering like, what the heck is this game that they're talking about? And then the next episode, we broke it to them that it was fake.
That's amazing.
A good gag.
Yeah, that's a good troll. That could win troll award if
yeah.
Remember.
Oh, yeah.
That could, yeah, we can go and try and rescind it, but I don't know if that's legal in the Warpy community.
There's no rules.
No, you can't do that.
there are no rules.
There's no rules, but that is against the rules.
Okay, fair.
No, all right, so
you can't do that.
So what's the best topic then?
I don't even remember all the ones we said.
I'm actually gonna go. I like yours, Jakku. Xwater. With the frame savers, that was one of my favorite things we did all year. I got to agree with that. That was one of my favorite topics.
Yeah.
And I know we've had more heated discussions than that. There's been tons of different spots. I'm going to give a shout out, me and Keys, the episode we did together where we talked about Ninja playing with girls. I thought that was
great.
That was a great conversation. I thought we had a really good conversation about all sides of it right there. Mm-hmm. I thought that one was awesome. But I gotta go. I like the frame savers moment. I just think anytime we get anytime we collaborate with more and more people, it just gets more and more fun.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's my vote. I don't know. Let you guys vote.
Yeah. I'll go with the same. It was a fun time. It was a great question. And like, it was fun. It wasn't anything serious, which was really made it fun.
I nominated it. So I'll give it my vote.
All right. Well, that's three. We don't even have to listen to Grand Keys.
Yeah, no. I unfortunately didn't hear that segment, so I can't really say too much about it.
All right.
Well, it was great, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's 3v1. So.
It won a Warpy, so you know it's got to be
good. It's an award-winning segment.
Can we put that on our podcast now next week? Like the award-winning.
Award-winning podcast.
What are our awards?
Is there a rule against that? Like, I mean, what is award-winning defined as? Like, you just win an... We have an award show. We just gave out an award.
Yeah.
We awarded ourselves. Like, suck it. Suck it, other podcasts. That's how you do things right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I don't want to go, like, right into best episode then after we just slurped our own dick since that's literally a self-serving... self-serving category. Best speed strat. We had it in his biggest time saving strat, but let's just go with best speed strat of the year. Your favorite speed running strat of the year. I don't even want to limit it to speed running. I'm just gonna say best gaming strat of the year. Doesn't any game doesn't matter. In fact, I'll start.
Okay, let's go.
The super cheeky trapping your opponent in Fortnite. Which is like, and I'm not talking like you block them and make a really great play to trap them. I'm talking like you bait them in, pretend you're stuck in a box. They get on top of the box. You edit the roof out, drop traps, put the roof back on top, and then dance on them. That's what I'm, that is what I'm talking about. That is going to be my best, most favorite strat in all of gaming this year.
Did you ever perform that strat?
Yes. So when I played in the fall skirmish with Ranger, he actually taught me this, taught me like really how to do it. And he was like, walked me through how to like really bait them into it. And he was like, first, what you got to do is you got to push someone and then you build over them, shoot them, and then make them think that they built over you and you're turtling up because they're immediately going to think like, oh, I just outbuilt this motherfucker. He sucks. And then they jump right on your roof and you're just already ready to go.
Nice.
Smart.
Yes. And then you just drop the roof out, build some stairs, trap, trap, trap. Done and done.
Those advanced Fortnite strats are so fascinating to watch and fun to watch. I feel like we could talk on length about like what the best Fortnite strat is, because I was going to say the best strat as well was my this year when they did like the rocket riding, the self rocket riding, when you started like the guided missile and then brought it back around and fell off of the, like you jumped off of the thing and then started guiding yourself around the map on the missile. That was like a whole nother level for me.
That's, yeah, that that's was some really like good next nominee. Level shit right there.
Mm-hmm. That's a really good nominee.
And people could like, I remember Lycan Dew shooting a sniper shot to win the game off of a guided rocket that he was riding on. It was like, got ridiculous.
Yeah, it was some next level shit. Like that was, oh man. I watched that clip like 100 times. I was so impressed.
Yeah, I remember that being on the Fortnite Battle Royale subreddit.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, this is a next tough one. Do you have one, Jaku? I need a bit more time.
I'm trying to think of something. I'm trying to remember what games I played other than Fortnite and Mario Maker this year, just to get something else out there.
All right, I'll throw in my my favorite Mario 64 strat then, because that's the game I played probably the most seriously for an extent period of time this year. I mean, other than like Maker and stuff, and that game's got so much like stupidly difficult tricks to pull off, but the one that feels the best is like, it's not new or anything, but when you're in Lethal Lava Land and you go into the volcano and you jump, like you do the triple jump into the lava waterfall and like just perfectly line it up to land right at the top there with the star, it's so cool. But like, it's hard to choose just one because that game is filled with so much stupid, hard, but awesome and sexy tech.
Yeah. That in Odyssey too has some good strats that were found out this year. Like the clip when they first found out that you could clip through walls.
That's in Odyssey, true.
That was a huge like moment.
I'll take that moment.
Yeah. Breath of the Wild's got a ton of like fun little silly strats.
Yeah. Oh, Breath of the Wild's been growing a lot.
Yeah, there was a recent one with the shield and bounce. The shield bounce. That was a legit one I could think of. All right.
Yeah, that one's so crazy too. You like put it in slow-mo time, bullet time, then you pull out your shield, and then the enemy explodes, and then you traverse the entire fucking map.
Yeah.
Like it's it's so wild. And like, which is even wilder about it is like Breath of the Wild speedruns already looked really crazy because they were a bunch of like launching trees and then using that momentum. And now it's even, I don't know, just even more momentum and using. So yeah, that's really fun. Who's going to vote?
I'm voting for Grand Keys as the rocket riding sniping.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I got to vote for Grand Keys as well. Yep. Honestly, rocket riding, sniping produced more clippable moments, I think, than anything else this year.
Yeah, and it made him have to take it out because it was like so OP there for a little bit.
Yeah,
people are so good at aiming that the rocket gave them it. That's what I think so insane about Fortnite is. It's like, as the people that are so good at it now, their aim is so stupid fast and strong. Like, it's so good.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man.
I'm also going to give a shout out to my boy Snake in Smash Ultimate because I love every strat of just being cheeky as hell and just trapping people.
You guys have gotten really into Smash.
They have.
I love Smash Ultimate, dude. I'm obsessed. I didn't even like Smash game. In fact, we're just going to make up a new category right now is best game of a series that you didn't like before but now do.
You can just share your thoughts on it without making a new category.
Yeah, mine is Smash Ultimate. I love that game. It's super fun. Never cared about a Smash before and I'm just obsessed with Ultimate. So, yes. I don't know if you guys have any nominees. Maybe Assassin's Creed or Tomb Raider.
You know what? I played this God of War that came out this year is the first one I've played. I like it a lot. It's fun.
Yeah, I saw you
I'm
going to
keep playing it.
I'm going to be really controversial, and I never played Super Metroid before this year and didn't have a desire to play it before this year. And then I played it this year and loved that game.
Yeah.
And
That's pretty fair.
It's a pretty good game. It stands up to time.
I haven't played it.
You got one?
No, and I haven't played any games that are like a series that I didn't like.
Like, you need to expand your horizons,
I don't have time. I wish I had more time.
Quit playing Mario Maker. Just quit with Mario Maker.
Have you seen me stream?
What else can you see in Mario Maker now?
I haven't even been streaming in the last month.
Do you ever have those levels that you play and you hate them in the beginning, but then by the end you're like, actually, that was a pretty good level?
Yeah, every once in a while.
Yeah, probably. I can't think of any. But yeah, I got some stuff I got to figure out for 2019 for stream. We're figuring that out.
I'm just going to go ahead and vote. I want to vote for Super Metroid, actually.
Yeah, that's pretty funny. that's pretty great.
For Grand Keys.
I'll give you that one.
It is a great game.
You played it too, X-Water. I don't think that you quite found the
fondness. Yeah, but it wasn't my first in the series because I had played Metroid Samus Returns 3DS.
I played Prime, but like...
Nah, I don't think Prime counts.
Yeah, it doesn't count. Yeah.
Yeah.
Different. The Prime to me is like a complete... It's like the difference between like 2D Mario and 3D Mario. Mm-hmm. I think they're like, I don't know. They're different. They're definitely different
worlds. They're different games.
I consider those different universes, if you will.
That's like the MCU versus the comics.
Mm. Well, I honestly, if you would have said all the games that would win in a Warpy this year, I didn't think Super Metroid would get one. But there you go. because of my want to talk about Smash Ultimate, Super Metroid ends up with a Warpy. That's how this award show works.
Okay. I got one that I'm going to shove in right here. This is actually a special Warpy because it's a sponsored Warpy. But we have the saltiest moment of the entire year. This category, funny enough, is sponsored by Marianne's Chocolate, the creators of the original, one-of-a-kind, never-found-anywhere-else on planet Earth, salty chocolate coins, the Warp Coins, which you can get by going to coins.warp.world. They're delicious. You get 12 of them in the batch. You get $5 off if you use code WARP while you're ordering them. And they each contribute towards the Warpy Fund. That's right. You're funding the Warpies themselves when you purchase your own set of Marianne's Chocolates Warp Coins. Salty in your mouth and salty all the way down south.
Wow. That got away from you, but you brought it back.
You know what? I'm just not even going to touch that one.
Yeah.
So, saltiest moments. What are your saltiest moments of the year? This can be personal or worldly or, you know, just whatever.
I think one of the saltiest moments has to be, and this is still kind of a touchy subject, when Ninja freaked out about the guy saying that he was watching his stream and stream stuff.
That already won an award. That already won an award so far. That won best drama. So,
okay, never mind.
Oh, no, that one. Yeah, that won best drama, right? Yeah. That won the best drama. So okay. We can't. Sorry, no two-time winners.
Double dips. No double dips.
It's funny is, I want to give Ninja credit for that one just because, like, literally, again, every streamer says something. Like, every single Fortnite streamer says something about being stream sniped every single time, and only he got shit for it. So it's a little bit, which I granted, he probably deserved a little shit for that one. And he did end up being right.
The guy didn't
stream snipe. There was another guy that claimed it, and that guy made it up too. So there was one legitimate claim and then one like fake claim, and the fake guy like made a whole Reddit thread. It was a whole bunch of bullshit. Mm-hmm. He was just going for clout. But anyway, like
drama.
Yo, hey, Ninja's my new teammate at Red Bull, guys. I'm supporting the man. gotta support the team. He can't win saltiest moment too. I mean it's just funny. That's funny though that we were bringing that up twice. I think my saltiest moment this year, it's tough, man. There was a lot of times where I was just like pouty as fuck. I'm trying to think of what my saltiest moment. I think my saltiest moment this year for me would be when me and Mitch played in the fall skirmish at TwitchCon, and we played four games, and three of them I didn't even get a gun. The fourth one I got a gun, but I didn't get to shoot it. So that personally is my going to be my warpy salty moment. And me and Mitch, we were practicing. Mm-hmm. We were playing good. You know what I mean? And it was extremely disappointing to have that happen.
I'm surprised you didn't say the console stomp.
It was salty for Mitch.
Yeah, I don't know. I've just blocked that out of my head. Man. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. That one's like less salty and more just like heartbreaking. Yeah. Just sad.
Yeah, it was sad. It was sad.
What about you guys? You guys got a salty moment? Jakku, Grand Keys?
Oh, man. You know me. I'm
Jakku. I mean, the Olive Garden.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah, so Olive Garden. Man, here, yeah.
Olive Garden freaking lying to me, telling me I'm getting this pasta pass and then I'm not getting it. Yeah, that's some bullshit for like, I want to say like 6 weeks. Took way too long for them to finally be like, nah, I got a $25 gift card I haven't even used from them. Hey, Warp World giveaway, $25 gift card to Olive Garden. Not sponsored.
It comes with the Warpy for salty.
But yeah, no, that was absolutely probably the saltiest thing.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's good. All right.
Perfect. Mine is definitely being banned while I was on the front page of Twitch. That's my saltiest moment. That sucked.
What happened? You got banned?
He showed his nipples.
How did I not hear about this?
So
I feel like that's the winner too.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to say anything because that's television. While I was streaming Super Mario Bros. 3 Crowd Control in World 6, claimed that I was broadcasting the soccer game going on between Arsenal and Manchester United. So they sent a DMCA and I got taken down immediately in the middle of my crowd control session. And like I was typing out emails and messaging Pluto, getting it all sorted out. And my emulators like was set to like take inputs even when you're not on the screen. So whatever, I pressed like B at some point and that reset the emulator. So when I eventually was unbanned, my session was gone. And it was just a really salty moment to happen in the middle of having front page.
Oh, that's the worst.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. I mean, yeah,
okay.
That
in the grand
sucked, especially because we had talked about how you hadn't had front page time before that. You know what I mean? Which was kind of blew my mind because usually they give partners front page like their first year at some point. So that was a shitty way to go through your first day on the front page.
It was Pluto messaged me after like I talked to him about it too, and he's like, "By the way, I need you to introduce the next partner spotlight." And it was Simple Flips, and I was so close to just recording a video of like, "Hey, they banned me. Have fun." Like it was awesome. I loved getting banned.
Oh my gosh!
Man. They gave Simple Flips partner spotlight. He's pretty big.
Yeah, he got it right after spotlight. I did.
Usually partner spotlights like between like 100 and 300 guys. I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Simple.
He might have just been in the queue for a long time too. Cause I remember I sent my message like a long time ago asking for it.
Yeah. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The Warpy, I think, for saltiest moment, sponsored by Marianne's Chocolate. Gonna go to the man X-Water himself.
I did it. Go.
Now a 2-time Warpy winner. Right
it
there.
Means so much, guys.
For that salty ass moment.
Can I nominate or bring a different topic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. To go along with the saltiest moment, what was the most heartwarming moment of the year?
We don't have those here.
No. Yes.
No. That's the heartwarming moment.
We don't have those.
It was complete silence.
Oh man.
Okay. My. I'm gonna take this, and this is probably gonna be a popular one amongst us. But my heartwarming moment was definitely the group hug at MMC when we hit 100K, because that was first of all, I thought there was no way we'd ever hit 100K. Mm-hmm. If you'd have told me before that, I was like, 75, maybe 75, we'll be able to do it, and. All the work that everyone put in and how much fun the concert we were having was going on.
Yeah.
And just like, it was such a cool, heartwarming moment. And just like the way everyone came together to do it and just rallied around one cause was super humbling and heartwarming for me. And so that will be my heartwarming moment of the year.
Yeah.
Personally.
Although
I'm sure we can think of better, broader ones on Twitch.
Oh, I mean, I was going to go with another personal one that had me and you at least.
That's cool.
The Mario Maker race at SGDQ. that was my first time on stage playing. I'd been on the Mario Maker stuff stage before in the background for commentating and controlling of the warp bar. So having that race and being part of it for, you know, finally after 2 years or so was great. 3 years, almost. That was heartwarming, fun. It was great. We won. That made it even better. Suck it, other team.
Suck it, other team. Comeback victory, too.
Yeah, yeah. That was, yeah. Carl with the one shot on that.
Yeah, that was nuts.
And Clippy with the blindfolded.
Yeah, that's a salty moment for a lot of people.
Maybe that was like troll of the year. Maybe that was the
that
troll.
That was
of the
a
year
really
right
good
there
troll.
Oh, man.
Couldn't believe that.
I'm right there with you, Pooh, on the concert time for MMC. That was like my favorite time of the year. But I'll just throw out a side nominee because Jakku made me remember Calithon and the my first time being on a stage and having you guys up there with me to like, you know, help me calm my nerves and like commentate my way through it was really cool. And that was, you know, a moment on stage in my first like speed run with my boys was really cool.
Mm-hmm. That was a really good run, X-Water. Yeah. That to me, like that's still the best marathon Odyssey run that's happened.
Wow.
I thought it was so much fun and super entertaining. I've went back and watched that. It's one of my favorite marathon runs all year. I loved it. I thought that was such a good run. You handled it. So you just like you first of all, you were showing massive skill throughout it.
Mm-hmm.
You had a really good time. You showed off all the it was just such a fun run.
Yeah,
you
it
had
went, great it
chemistry.
Went really
I mean, not to toot our home, but like you had chemistry with your couch, you know what I mean? Which I know that's me and Jakku. So obviously like we're all three together all the time. It'd be pretty weird if we didn't have chemistry. But that you see it all the time where you can just tell like, oh, these three guys don't talk to each other.
Ever. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. These guys must have gotten like a PowerPoint ready.
I was going to make that joke.
I knew you were going for it.
Oh my God. Yeah. That was fucking, we can bring that one up.
Yeah. Like,
why did you do that? yeah. Grand Keys, you got one? You want to nominate?
Most heartwarming moment of the year. For me, it's hard. Like, that's a hard one for me. I don't know if I can nominate one. I would definitely give it to the 100,000 if I was to put it in a boat or whatever. Just seeing that happen on the screen was like unbelievable and heartwarming for me personally because I wasn't able to be there. So like, I don't know. It was just super awesome seeing that happen. And I feel like that's what I would have nominated. And I feel like that's what I'm going to vote for too.
Yeah, that's a good vote.
Yeah, I think it's going to win. Yeah. It's our award show. It meant the most to us. Boom.
It's all about us.
I mean, the Warpies, we've given a lot of awards to things we're related to. But that's how the Warpies go, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep.
We're the winners. We nominate it. We pick it. It's basically a word show of our lives here, apparently. Biggest choke this year. Biggest choke. Anybody have a nomination?
I mean, I don't
want to
bring up bad
choke
memories or anything, but the
well,
the stomp
obviously
of the NES.
Not a good, this isn't going to be a good memory category
no
right now.
Yeah.
Okay, I got a nominee for this that's not related. And I'm going to transfer this all the way back to March of 2018. Let me paint a picture for you here. Fortnite, the biggest thing that's ever happened. Ninja having an event at Esports Arena in Las Vegas. He invites other popular streamers, one being a man named Myth. He's at this point in time, Myth is garnering huge attention, pulling in 20, 30,000 viewers at a time. And Myth falls to his death during a very hotly contested moment during Ninja's contest and sets off a viral chain of events. To me, that was the biggest choke of the year, which is funny because it was probably just the game bugging out on him, you know, or whatever, like just messing his turbo build lag or something. But it weirdly set off this chain of events for Myth that kind of completely changed the trajectory of his career in some ways, which is weird and sad in a lot of ways to talk about that, but it's interesting and it was a very pivotal moment for Myth I think that people don't necessarily talk about in his rise, and not, I don't want to say fall, but his cooling off towards the second half of 2018.
Yeah.
Hmm. I don't think myth choked there, but just for the record, I'm just, this is the Warpies guys. Like, we got to nominate something.
Yeah.
Right. I would say another one is when Epic Games held that $1 million Fortnite skirmish battle thing or whatever. Like, it wasn't the summer skirmish. The, it was
first,
the other tournament.
I think the first
and
summer skirmish.
The sword came up. No, it wasn't.
The sword spawned.
They said that it wasn't going to spawn in there, and the sword spawned, which made like the person who had it invincible, essentially. Not really, but like pretty much. And they just went on and killed everyone and won.
Yeah, he wiped out like 17 people. That was a big choke on Epic's part. That was a huge choke.
Yeah,
that's a really good one. Is anyone? I would also give like a special nominee to Atlas.
I was going to say, Atlas,
but not really coming out, but then kind of coming out.
And then 5 hours, guys. 5 hours. It'll be ready. Yeah, that was a pretty big choke for that game. I think that really kind of ruined it for a lot of people.
There have been a lot of chokes from gaming companies this year, though.
Blizzard choked.
What about Bethesda? They kind of choked on Fallout 76. Bethesda choked.
Oh my gosh. The Diablo announcement. Was a huge choke when everyone thought they were announcing a new Diablo and they announced the mobile game.
They did, dude. That's new.
Phones?
That's new. It was a new Diablo game. It just wasn't a main series Diablo game.
Yes. Yes.
200 IQ right there.
There you go.
Yeah. But the way they handled it, the way they handled it on stage and stuff, they kept like booing and stuff, and they're like, oh, guys, it's okay. Like, it's going to be fine.
It would have been like something so much better to announce not at BlizzCon. Mm-hmm. It's like, hey, everybody, hey, all you PC gamers coming flying out to BlizzCon, check out what we got. A thing targeted to the Chinese market of mobile phone gamers.
Well, you know, when we talked about it, if we talked about it on the show, if they would have just said, oh, and also at the end of that, I'll just drop the picture of Diablo 4 work in progress. That's all they needed to do to fix that announcement, like to make everyone go, oh, okay, I'll check out the mobile game. Like, that's all they needed to do, you know?
What about Nintendo?
Yeah, actually, I think I'm gonna say that.
What about Nintendo not showing Metroid Prime 4, even though they said 2018?
Ooh, yeah. That's like the biggest lie of 2018.
Biggest gaming lie,
It's not a lie if you never bring it back up. 200 IQ play.
That's true. They haven't said shit.
They just didn't even mention it.
Yeah, they're like,
that's what they've done.
Oops.
It's just not even on the radar. You ask Reggie about Metroid Prime 4, and he's like, Metroid?
Metroid.
I've heard of this Metroid.
Metroid.
Metroid? Don't know about it. No.
I'm just imagining you tipping your hat like, Metroid.
Metroid? Yeah, I'm going to go. We want to vote? Want to take this vote?
Let's vote.
I'm gonna go with Blizzard and the Diablo announcement.
Yeah.
I think that was a big choke. I think the way they handled it was a big choke. And I don't think, don't get me wrong, I think gamers are entitled and probably went a bit overboard, but you had to know that was gonna happen, right?
Yeah. I think Epic Games too. I don't know. I would say Epic Games if you guys say Diablo.
Well, too bad you got outvoted.
Outvoted.
Warpy
goes. $1 million is on the line.
Millions of dollars. Yes, all of our winners receive millions of fictitional dollars.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Where do we want to go? The biggest cheese, which is the most level-breaking cheese in Mario Maker or a ROM hack that we saw this year.
Mm.
I'm going to nominate the one I saw, my favorite one, and it is clipping right through the wall in Ryu 2 in the annoying cape level. Was made a ROM hack made by Aguni, Super Ryu Kart 2. B says it's his favorite ROM hack ever. He's fucking crazy because it's mediocre at best. But I got to clip. I clipped through a wall in what is unquestionably the worst level in the ROM hack and skipped the whole thing and never went back and played it because I have no desire to because I watched someone else play it and it's a bad level. So that was my favorite cheese.
Is this the biggest cheese segment or the hottest take? Like, what's going on?
Both. Oh, that's a good one, though. Hottest take.
I like the Dram 2 when that first came out, and Mitch was able to get the... I don't know if Mitch did it first, but I just remember seeing on Mitch's Twitter, he started posting pictures of him with the cape in levels that weren't allowed to have the cape. And that was like a big moment when I was like, whoa, this has only been out for a couple hours and it's already this broken.
Yeah, I can't think of any big cheese moments myself.
Yeah. We don't need to have four nominees. We can always just vote on the two.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll give it to Dram.
I feel like, you know what? We have to abandon this category. We have to abandon the category.
Well, there's times where, like, in other award shows, there's only one or two nominees. And, like, if it's one nominee, they win. The way the Emmys work.
No, that's those are called elections.
No, man. It's I don't know, man.
Nope.
All right, this was out.
That biggest cheese. No Warpy is awarded.
Next year.
No Warpy is given out. Next year. The next year gets two winners.
Hottest take
this year. I'm going to nominate Carl Sagan's take.
Oh, God. Yeah.
If you have 2,999 subs, you deserve support. But at 3,000, you no longer get it. You should no longer need it.
Well, that's in the contract on Twitch.
He later
very much rectified what he was trying to say, which is his general thesis was, you know, pass it forward and do good things for other people, which to me was like, duh, and everyone's already doing that. No one's not doing that. Like, everyone's rating people at the end of their stream. And it was hard. But like the initial tweet, whew.
Yeah.
That initial tweet.
I was like, oh boy. This is gonna be something.
Yeah.
That initial tweet.
Yeah, it spawned like a lot of rants from there forward too. That was a hot take moment.
Yeah.
That was a really hot take.
That was the hottest take.
Yeah, that was super hot.
Sometimes I think you say, especially when you're about to Twitter something, you're about to tweet something, because you only have 280 characters. Sometimes you think you're saying something in your mind, but then when it's out there, it's something completely different.
Yeah.
And I think that is no doubt one of those cases. And he couldn't understand why people weren't seeing that, you know? And it was, obviously, once he went back and clarified, it made more sense. But I think he even deleted the original take.
Yeah.
Probably for the best.
Yeah, it had a lot of attention.
Because, like, the whole thing spawned from him just being a little salty. Like, there was a dude who's like, you know, almost at 15K subs. And he's like, let's push for 15K. And he's like, yo, other people need this money. Like, I get where he's coming from. I would think we all get where he's coming from. And it just was not understood clearly to pretty much everybody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Well, and like, you don't know what those people are doing. That guy could have been paying for 15 other Smash players to go to tournaments. Like, we don't know.
Yeah. That's true.
Right.
You know? You just don't know.
That's absolutely a good way of looking at it. Like, they might not be using that money just for themselves. They could be doing so many other things with it.
It's true.
Yeah.
That said, it is always strange to see people donating money to Ninja. But that's Ninja. Like, that's insane.
Y'all, like, it's not strange.
I got to talk about this,
Ninja,
real quick.
My new teammate. I love you, man. Like, get that money,
listen,
dude.
Like, it's great. I'm saying, and it is always strange to me, like a donation to Ninja or even other big streamers like that. Like, it's always crazy to see the amounts they get.
It's like saying, why would I buy a ticket to Beyonce and not a ticket to my, you know, a regular show?
No, absolutely. Like, I'm not saying like it's, I guess my take on it is less so like, okay, you subbed to them and that's the cost of the ticket. And then you go up to Beyonce at the end of the show, like, that was a great show. Here's $100. It's crazy sometimes in that, right? That's my take on it.
You don't want to know what's funny is that's actually when in luchador wrestling, when they put on a really good match, you're supposed to throw money in the ring.
All right.
Like massive amounts of money in the ring. So I kind of equate it to that because I always think wrestling is like, wrestling and Twitch are very synonymous. They're very much the same thing to me.
No, you've been saying that. And, like, yeah.
I never thought that. I truly believe that.
Yeah. They're very...
Listen,
very synonymous.
And I donate to streamers. I'm not going to be like, oh, it's weird to donate to streamers. Like, it's just always strange when it's at that level to me.
Mm-hmm. I see what you're saying. Yeah, no, I see what you're saying.
But that's sad.
Hot take.
Hot take.
Yeah.
We broke.
All right. What other hot takes? What other hot take nominations?
I think another hot take is Ninja saying that he doesn't play with girls.
Oh.
All
right.
No, let's just fix them.
I'm putting a rule out. I'm putting a rule out.
It's always Ninja, but it's true.
No more Ninja.
No
more Ninja.
This was his year. It's hard not to talk about him when you're talking. When we're a show that's about Twitch and Twitch culture, it's almost impossible not to talk about him because this was his year. He dominated this year. He took Twitch and himself to a level never before seen. So I get it. It is impossible not to talk about him.
Yeah.
Man, come on, guys. Yeah. Like, okay. I just signed with Red Bull. Like, put me in a better spot here. Help me out. Like,
We'll move aside here. My 2018 hottest take. Heck you, Nintendo, for charging me for broken online, man. Come on. Mm. Come on, Nintendo. I shouldn't be dropping matches, Nintendo.
That's a pretty big
I shouldn't be doing peer-to-peer for an 8 to 12 player Mario Kart 8 game, Nintendo. I shouldn't be doing peer-to-peer for my Splatoon 2, Nintendo. Come on, Nintendo. Come on.
Mm. Come on.
Mm. Come on. Mm. How you gonna make little kids playing your games pay $20 a year for shitty service, Nintendo? Come on. At least upgrade it, you know? At least use the money to make it better. That's it.
It was so funny leading up to that moment of Nintendo actually charging for it. We kept saying in all the podcasts, like, we just hope that something else changes. Something else changes. But we kept saying, like, nothing's going to change. It's not actually going to change. But there was that little glimmer of hope. And then as soon as it came out, it was just like, well, that was fun.
Netflix is cool, at least.
Yeah.
It is.
That at least is getting a little better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I got. I don't know if this is a hot take. Nah, that's more drama, and you guys probably already talked about it. But
no. Yeah.
Dr. Disrespect leaving for a little bit to go work on his family and stuff.
I think that would be more in the drama aspect than a hot take aspect. Yeah.
Yeah.
That would have, plus that was 2017, which I guess there's no rules against that, technically.
Yeah.
You know, but there have been some scorching takes this year.
Was the Soulja Boy a hot take, or was that something else?
Soulja Boy was a hot take. Soulja Boy's gaming console. Yeah.
Like, what the hell?
Apparently, he sold 5 million.
Shut the
$5 million worth.
Hold on.
No, but he has said himself that he has sold 5 million consoles.
5 million consoles? $5 million.
I thought he made $5 million.
Either way, $5 million worth is stupid fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
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 Sold more than 5 million units. You're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
he's having a good time being about as honest as a high school 13-year-old kid on Twitter.
As far as I know, no one's received them yet either, though. So, like,
we still can't order one.
Yeah.
We've tried to order one every day. We can't do it. All right. Hot to Warpy Award winner for a hot take. What are we going with? I'm going to go with Nintendo Online.
That's fair. Nintendo.
Congratulations, Nintendo.
You won an award for your shitty online. Hey, oh shit, we shouldn't give it to them though, because now they're going to say their online network is award winning.
Oh, it's an award winning service now.
Oh,
shit. All right.
You're welcome, Reggie.
Best gaming moment. Let's go to the big one, the big giant one, the granddaddy of them all. This is the screw game of the year. I guess we could do game of the year, whatever.
God of War. It was already picked.
Yeah. Already, you know. Whatever. That's not what matters. What matters here is best gaming moment of the year. Period. Best gaming moment of the year. Give me your nominees.
Whew. All right, what do you got, boys? I don't want to go first.
I can go first, actually.
All right. Go for it.
The Xbox One adaptive controller getting released was my best gaming moment of the year. I just saw recently a commercial for it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a heartwarming commercial. A bunch of kids getting together, go play games at their buddy's house. And it ends up being their buddy who's disabled. And he's playing with the adaptive controller. And they're all cheering him on like he's winning esports championships. And man, it just it warmed my heart. It reminded me again how badly I want one of those controllers. And I just loved it. So I'm going to say the Xbox Adaptive Controller getting released this year was my favorite game. Best gaming moment of the year.
All right. That commercial was good, but then there was the kids doing the Fortnite dances at the end. And it's like, oh boy. No, I'm just kidding. I'm going to go with crossplay, Fortnite, PS4,
yeah,
Switch, PC, everything finally. Like, that's a huge gaming moment.
That is huge. That is a really big gaming moment.
Yeah, that was pretty massive. Pretty massive. I'm drawing a bit of a blank, honestly. Keys, you got one?
No, I was going to say the what Jakku said.
You're going to say ninja playing, not playing with girls?
No, I'm not going to bring him ninja, guys. I'm not going to bring him ninja. Man,
just fucking around.
This year in gaming has been huge. Just because, and I'm not going to bring up ninja, but the whole Fortnite
ninja
thing.
Ninja with Drake, man. Yeah, just, ninja with Drake, though.
Just this Fortnite thing. Ninja hit the scene with Fortnite. And Dr. Disrespect disappeared. Ninja's like views shot up there. And then he played with Drake. And then after that, it was just like everyone knew about Fortnite. And the biggest gaming moment of the year is just like the rise of Fortnite to me. Like it was because it hit such a mainstream thing. Like I have people come into my coffee shop that are like old ladies that I work at. And they're talking about how, you know, they're friends are playing Fortnite and they're like ladies. You're like, what? Not that ladies can't play Fortnite.
The old
like
ladies.
Older ladies. It's just counterculture. You know
old
what I mean?
Ladies wow. Is old not
are you not
expected.
Gonna play with them, Grand Keys?
No, I'll play with old ladies. Don't take that out of context now.
God, that was great. X-Water?
The Nintendo Labo. Nintendo Labo came out. It was revolutionary. Just can't even wrap my head around how we missed this one before, guys. The Nintendo Labo was 2018.
Wow. A lot has happened this year. I thought that was
all like, right, let's put in our votes. I vote for Nintendo Labo.
Wow. So good, man.
No, I'll give it to Pooh. Pooh's nomination for the adaptive controller. That really was a huge moment for...
See, I'm going to give it to crossplay. I actually think crossplay was not just the biggest, but like the best thing that happened in gaming this year.
Yeah.
Which, like, don't get me wrong, adaptive controller, great. But, but not being restricted by console anymore is that's the start of what it should be in the future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was a catalyst to like Epic, mm-hmm. you know, coming out with their kit that's going to enable it that's going to make it easier and easier for everyone. And that's just true. Such a cool thing. It's going to become easier and easier just because of that happened. That was like the catalyst, I guess.
Yeah.
We're gonna run off a few warpies that actually didn't make the main show. These were given away pre-show. Best side question asker. Is going to Manic T. Best side question reader. It was actually a lot closer than I thought, but that's going to Jakku. We had a late surge for X-Water after last week's episode, though. So
I did read episodes one week, or sorry, read questions 1 week this year.
Oh my
Remember
God.
When I used those shower thoughts on you, Pooh?
Well, I was going to say most likely to shower their sibling. X-Water won that as well.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations.
Oh, that's three.
Yes. Congratulations on that. Best memer, Warp World category went to Moni. Best editor was a tie between Proximity Sound and Exodus. Thank you guys for all the work you do on the podcast. Best speedrunning podcast, of course, went to the Frame Savers. They faced stiff competition this year, I must say, stiffer than any other year in the past. So, but they're continuing their streak of 4 years straight of our warpies, despite being the first year that we gave away these awards. And of course, best new podcast went to I Got One. And Warp World Historians, they both tied on that, both being a new podcast happening this year. You can check those out on Thursday and Friday, respectively. So, that being said, thank you guys so much for listening to the first annual Warpies Awards. congratulations to all the winners. Sorry to all the losers out there. We hope you do better next year. Or in some of your cases, not as good.
Yeah.
You know, maybe do worse. Better in a different way.
Yeah.
I love the negative awards. It's so good.
Yeah.
That's going to be the funniest part is when we send people like, congratulations, Nintendo. You won Hot Take for shittiest internet. Shittiest internet service.
Oh, man. And next week episode, though, is going to be our 2018 year in review.
Yes, we are going to go through some of our favorite stories that we talked about this year. So we'll see you guys next week on the Warp World Podcast.
Goodbye, friends.
Bye, guys. Bye.